We kick off hour number three. It's brought to you by the Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Rapid booking with virtual dispatcher. Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. It's Blue Water Climate Control. Locally owned and operated. You can book online right there through the website. Smooth sailing. Once you get on the spring maintenance package with Blue Water Climate Control, you tell them Fan Run sent you, and you get a discount. And if your unit's dying or dies here as it heats up, Blue Water's the place to go. Blue Water Climate Control, locally and family-owned, veteran-run HVAC company you can trust right here in Knoxville. The right repair, the right way, the first time. It's Blue Water Climate Control, online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com.
Breaking news.
Okay.
We have a leader in the sixth round PGA Championship draft.
Sixth round?
Sixth mound.
Oh.
Well, we went six rounds for the draft.
I got you.
Your leader currently, me.
Congratulations. You're winning after 1 hour.
Take that. Big Xander Schauffele. Mm. One under through two. You'll love to see it. Tied for the lead with John Daly, who remains one under after four.
John Daly. Smart to get him out there early, you know, give the fans something to look, watch.
I mean, that's a great reason to
especially
get up and be out
like
there.
It's like 8:05 out there in Tulsa.
I know, yeah. It's an early tee time.
You're just already at the fifth hole waiting to see big John Daly roll through.
He's big. He's a character. He might be the most colorful man in.
That's what somebody was saying. They're like, look at these outfits.
When you had the diamond checkerboard, orange and white, he looked good. He looked good. Hideki Matsuyama, Adam, even through one.
I can live with that.
The long game, this golf. Let's see here. Cameron Smith will tee off at 9. So he should be, he's probably close to teeing off now, but it looks like the group in front of him isn't done. Victor Hovland, Will Zalatoris also going off at 9. We have no one in the 906, but then I've got my three aces going off at 9-11 with Woods, McIlroy, and Spieth. Early lead. Didn't work out well for me last time.
Mm, that's true. I told you Xander is going to win, though. I pick him like every tournament, and this time you got him, so it's probably he's due.
He's due.
Off to a good start.
Just keep him under there, Xander.
I don't know, though. Like, sleeping with the lead always feels tough, you know? It's like golf's kind of...
Not for Xander.
It's like golf and horse racing. It's kind of similar.
How's that? One's done by humans, the other's by horses.
Yeah, but...
You do go in a big circle.
Feels like you kind of want the guy stalking it, you know, close to the lead, but who hasn't really peaked yet, kind of there, second, third, fourth place, kind of...
You know who's good at stalking?
And then closing, strong.
Tiger.
Kind of coming around the turn, it's kind of like moving day. It's kind of like Saturday. You know, you gotta run a good final turn, and then that really vaults you down the stretch they come. And on Sunday, you finish it off. Now sometimes,
well, you're right, but you also can't go out and lay a dud on the first day. I mean, you can and still battle back, but you want to have
typically you want to be stalking it. Yeah, you want to be kind of in a good position. I mean, sometimes one gets so far out ahead that you know you just can't reel them back in, can't catch them. That does happen in golf. Tiger was notorious for kind of burying everybody on the turn, and then there's just no way you're going to catch him coming down the stretch, you know?
Tiger has the lead on Sunday. See, that's the thing. Everyone gets tight when Tiger's got the lead. And they get tight when he's stalking it, and you hear the roars from, you know, other parts of the course.
There's a bunch of guys one under now.
I know.
Okay.
I was just giving the update of, you know,
of our
guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't even have... How many guys do we even have going? I'm not so worried about watching the birdies. The guy, I'm stressing today about
the,
my,
big, the pluses.
My guys blowing up. That's what you don't want. We saw with like Rory and Matsuyama. No, I had. Was it more?
In the last one?
Yeah. No, it's Morikawa. They were in the group on Sunday, right? And they both hold out. Like,
yeah.
Just don't want to lose it on Thursday. Like, Finau's already bogeyed the first. No one picked him, but he was kind of the next little group.
Yeah, I almost did. I do like Tony Finau.
He's been really strong in majors until the last little bit here. Victor Hovland, Cameron Smith, and Zalatoris, 9 a.m. teeing off. So,
I'll root for Cam Smith and everything from here on.
Why is that?
Do you have him
or does he have him this week?
I have Cam Smith. Yeah. I stole him because I knew Nate would pick him.
That's why I got Shoffley.
I feel like he's mad. You know, he played so well in the Masters, finished
second. He didn't really blow it. Scheffler was just so good. New leader.
Uh-oh.
Overall leader for the tournament, not in our group. I'm still that guy. Robert McIntyre is 2 under through 3.
All right.
Alone on top of the leaderboard.
Nice.
Never heard of him.
He does not even have a picture when you click his name on ESPN.
Well, then he better take a picture of the scoreboard.
Yeah, who did we do that
for? The guy was...
Was it Neiman?
This guy, he had won 2 Masters before. I think he won like a Masters in the 80s.
Oh, no.
Was it Freddie?
It was Olathabo.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was
Olathabo was leading, and
he was like,
you better take a picture of the scoreboard. It'll never be up there.
And
it's like, he's 2-time Master champ.
But then Hickman was right because he did absolutely like explode on the back 9.
Yeah, but that's not the point. I mean, the point is, I better have this for your,
on
the wall.
Yeah.
It's like he already has 2 green jackets, you know.
I got you.
What's the deal with the green jackets, though? They can't take them off the premises? They have to hang them in the locker or something?
I think you can for the first year after you win it or something like that.
Replica made?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. It just, I don't think it can be the jacket.
That's what those guys do with the tournament trophies, too, right? With trophies that they get a replica made for their house. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like the ones where the trophy, you just get your name etched on it.
And it stays at the
venue. Then you get one made, yeah. Huh. Oh, Robert McIntyre.
I should have picked him.
Yeah, you should have. You really should have.
I got that Connors guy.
I might need to worry about. I can watch Xander?
Yes. Yeah, man. Feature group. So we already went over this. R1.
Well, I know, but they had the little play button next to him, and I was like, oh. Well, nope, can't do that.
Yeah, subscribe to ESPN Plus.
I am. This is a joke.
What? Can't watch him?
I have that. Why can't I watch it?
Oh, no. Where's the leaderboard on their website? This is kind of weird.
How can I?
Oh, there it is.
Oh. How can I watch the baseball games on ESPN? I guess those are.
No, those are SEC Network Plus. This is
not
ESPN
all of them.
Plus.
Oh, the other ones are just watch ESPN, right?
Yeah. The baseball ones have never been behind the paywall, ever.
I've got a Plus account somewhere, I think. I have to go digging and find that.
I hate ESPN Plus because every now and then you'll get logged out of your account and you'll have to log back in. Then you'll have to sign back in with your TV provider.
It is a pain.
Dig for a day to find your TV provider information.
It's a disgrace. It's an outrage.
I mean, it'd be easier to just go to Mississippi State to watch the game sometimes if I was to get locked out of my account today.
How far is that drive? What, we got like 7 hours?
Yeah, probably.
You could make it.
I could.
Mm-hmm. Just leave right after the show. Get there. Grab a bite to eat at the Denny's.
There you go.
In Starkville. I think that's all they've got anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The best part about this video with Nick Saban, by the way, is Nate Oates' reaction when Saban says, "We didn't buy a single player." Nate Oates, you've never seen someone look more uncomfortable and blown away at the audacity of someone to tell a lie that big. And he's sitting next to him. It looks like someone stabs his foot with a needle. He's just like, oh. Got to give Saban credit. He has no... I don't think he's an evil man, but when it comes to football, I don't think he has any problem lying about anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he's infamous for him. Will not be the next head coach at Alabama, right?
Right, right.
I mean, how can you trust the man after that?
You can't.
Why would anyone trust
him? No, yeah, when it comes to his job, for whatever reason, he has... It's like the opposite of Rick Barnes. Like, Rick Barnes can't lie, and Nick Saban seemingly can't tell the truth.
Yeah, if Rick Barnes could lie, he's a lot more loved by this fan base. Not that he's not already loved, but there's definitely still a pretty good chunk of fans out there who have not forgiven him for the coming days after the Purdue loss.
Yeah. Then the whole UCLA thing. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was just, it was bad.
Like, we instantly lost that game, and then the rumors instantly started to fly around there. Like, oh, Rick Barnes, he's going to UCLA.
And then he said, I would have gone had they paid my buyout, which is like, oh, good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for loving us. Appreciate it.
I've not forgotten that.
I know. No one has. But have you forgiven him?
Yeah.
I forgive him, but I will never forget that.
He's recruited his ass off. And won us a tournament championship.
Mm-hmm.
So you forgive him for the UCLA thing. Now we just want him to fulfill his own phase two promises.
Yes.
That he made.
I forgive him, but I will not ever forget that, because that was just not a fun time.
All right. More Hour 3 next. Press is bumped.
Booyah! I'm just waiting for it to all fall apart for you.
Congratulations.
Tiger Woods just teed off on one, and to say he smoked it would be an understatement.
Okay.
It's a beauty. Just a light, easy swing, too. Just not trying to overhit it. Just get it out there in the fairway.
Chris.
What? What? What'd I do?
Xander and Zalatoris started on the back.
Okay.
Have you looked at the course to see, you know, is that like an easier hole?
I don't know, Nate. I'm just going by the score here. It's a shotgun start. What do you want from me?
It's not a shotgun start.
I know. It's a front nine, back nine start. Jeez.
All right. I'm checking.
Hickman, do you know what a shotgun start is?
No.
It's where you start groups of people at every hole for like a big, you know, benefit tournament.
That's what I thought.
It's like, it's actually kind of weird, especially if it's a course you've played before, because you're starting on like 14. Very strange.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd like that.
But then you finish on 13 later in the day, and then you're halfway out in the middle of nowhere on the course, and you just got to drive back through the holes you've already played. Very strange.
Hole 10 is a 376-yard par 4. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of place your tee shot front of a creek.
That's where Tiger's went, right in front of the creek. I mean, he bombed it.
What club did he hit?
Looked like a 3-wood.
A 3-wood? Okay.
Maybe. It was just a nice, easy swing. It might have been his driver, but it was just nice.
Okay. Yeah.
How far is it to the water?
It doesn't really say. I mean, it looks like it. I would think 3-wood would be too much. But maybe.
Well, that's why I said it was a nice, easy swing. He wasn't trying to kill it down there.
Yeah, maybe just a little stinger down there. Down to the end. Anyway, two guys in our tournament that are one under, we're both off the back. So they birdied 10.
Nate, you and I are both one under in total. Hickman, even, with three players playing.
I got the most guys playing currently.
Well, I just had three tee off, so I probably have the most now. Because Tiger, Spieth, and Rory just went.
Telling you, you shouldn't be worried about the going low today. You should be worried about the guy just not having it.
Well, so far,
that's what'll get you.
So far, they have it.
Well, there's not like anyone ever par in the whole tournament yet. So.
That's not true,
right?
Carlos Ortiz is 2+.
Oh,
Adri Arnaz.
I guess this live scoring, it lists all the guys that haven't teed off ahead of the guys that are over par.
For some reason.
That's what it is.
Takumi Kanaya, +2. Sean Michael. +2. A lot of guys at +1.
Finau, +1.
Yeah, through 2. Cameron Smith, even.
Okay.
Zalatoris, 1 under. Matt Kuchar, 1 under.
Nobody picked him.
No, he didn't. And, of course, Schauffele, 1 under. Oh, we have another tie for the lead. John Daly with a birdie through 5.
So he's at 2 or 3 now?
He's at 2 under. Okay. Tied with Robert McIntyre.
Yeah, 2.
Just love that AM golf.
We ever hear anything on Jeremy Pruitt's lawsuit?
No.
Wonder if anything will ever come of that.
If you had to guess, would you say yes or no?
I would say either he never actually even does anything with it, like he just kind of dies, or
I mean, what
something happens and UT just pays him a little bit.
What would Tennessee have to be worried about, though? We fired literally everyone. Like, anything, any dirt that he would have, unless it's on Dondi Plowman herself or Randy Boyd, like, it's just going to be, you go to the NCAA and you say, look, we didn't pay this guy. It's not going to hold up in court. We didn't pay him because he did all this cheating. Anything he tells the, you know, the NCAA on, like if he rats out, like we fired everyone. We started fresh. We're a brand new athletic department. We already cleansed. But no, that was like a big deal. That, I mean, that attorney kept kind of popping off at the mouth. He gave a hard deadline and then nothing happened. Nate Oates, that facial expression when Saban says that is just gold.
That's
gold, man.
Nate Oates walks around a corner later on today, and Saban's like, "So, Nate, what was with the look on your face?" You know, because
he's going to take him into his office and like, "Let me teach you how to lie in here, okay? First of all, you're going to hear me lie a lot. The first thing you can't do is give it away with a tell. I'd like to play poker with Nate Oates. What do you got, Nate? Pocket aces? No. Yeah, got him.
Boom. At what point in the 6 minute 56 second video does Saban say that?
I don't know. I've only seen like the 8 second clip. I tweeted it.
Okay.
If you want to find that.
I'll find it.
But I mean, it's Nate's sitting there kind of agreeing with him, just nodding.
Nate
and then
checks his watch at one point.
Yeah.
While he's talking. Because
he's like, "I'm very uncomfortable. How long are we up here? Because Nick Saban is lying and I am too close for the lightning strike to miss me." But
I
Saban
like Nate
with
Oates. I'd take you on the
knuckle. I bet you know, you were joking, but I seriously would wonder if, like, the AD or somebody might be like, "Buddy, you can't look that nervous when Saban starts just boldly lying."
Because, I mean, it is.
It's
like
a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
He's just kind of nodding and agreeing, looking at Saban, and Saban says, "We never bought a player," and he just goes, and, like, looks away from Nick Saban, like, "Oh, if I look at him, I'm guilty by association." It's the most obvious thing I've ever seen. Like, the lie made him that uncomfortable.
That will be their last public appearance together.
Yeah, they will not be doing no big crimson caravan for Oates and Saban, I don't believe.
Oates might not even get a Christmas card this year.
No. Nick Saban.
Yeah, that makes me really like Nate Oates even more.
Why? It doesn't mean he's not cheating. No, he just didn't want a bold-faced lie about
it. It's just funny. And he probably will be our next basketball coach. Him and Dr. Dan, big buds.
That's true.
I'd take him in Knoxville, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you take him right now?
Yeah.
So would Nate, I think. I think I've asked him this question before.
Yep.
We have another tie at the top of the leaderboard. Through six, Y.E. Yang, also now two under with John Daly and Robert McIntyre. Let's see here.
Never had it.
What?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
I hope so. Woods, one under. Birdie.
10.
You said they started on 10, right?
I didn't check Woods.
Rory and Spieth even through one.
They probably started on one since they're featured.
Yeah, you're probably right. So Tiger with the bird. Told you that drive was good, Nate.
No, he was on 10.
Are you suggesting that 10 is really easy? Because John Daly started on 1, and he's 200 through 5 tied for the lead.
Okay, so Daly and Yang started on 1. They're 5 and 6, through holes 5 and through holes 6. And
yes.
They're both 200. Robert McIntyre started on 10. He's 200.
Mm-hmm. Through 5.
Matthew cuts Borchert? Off his name, I guess, Borchert? For some reason. Because they had to put the PGA Team of 20 logo on there, I guess. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Whatever.
Borchert.
Okay, he started on 1. He's 1 under. Michael Block, Xander Schauffele, they both start on 10. They're both 1 under. And Zalatoris and Cameron Smith, both birdie 10. Everybody's birdie in 10, I guess I'm trying to say.
Except Rory and Jordan Spieth.
Good point.
They blew it out of the gate.
Do you have both those guys? Do you have the whole? Is that
the
group?
I got the feature
group. The whole group.
I didn't even mean to.
You just have the entire group.
Yeah, I got all three of them.
It's like watching your team.
It really is. It's like oh gosh.
What?
What's the United States versus Britain?
Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup. Yeah, it's like I'm watching the Ryder Cup. Okay. I just need all three of them to go low.
I knew that.
At least I know. It just flew out of my Okay. It just flew out of my head for a second. Ryder. The poll results have gone final, Nate. You did win with 40.3% of the vote. 36.6 for me, 23.1 for Hickman. Not even one out of four people think Hickman's got a shot.
They just do that to mess with me.
Mm.
Your followers don't know golf.
Please don't talk about my followers like you know anything about them.
It's a bias poll.
How is it bias? You both retweeted it to your people. I guess people really like Nate's team. Even my followers voted for him.
Yeah, they might just be voting against you, though. Just, you know, kind of as a joke.
Funny. You nervous over there? You watching the leaderboards? How many guys do you have going right now?
Me?
Are you still at just one? Wow.
I know. Kind of worried about it.
I got to build the lead before your guys get out on the course.
He's got Cameron Smith, right? One under.
He's got Cam Smith, Victor Hovland, and Hideki Matsuyama. Hickman, you've gone to one under.
So I'm tied for first.
No, because Nate is also at one under. I am two under.
Oh, congrats.
Off and running.
It's just because you have two guys. I mean,
I actually have four playing.
Yeah, I mean, you might should be mad that Spieth and...
Oh, I am.
And
especially since
Rory
everybody
apparently 10.
They're younger.
Short par four.
They're not very good early in the morning. You know,
did you take Spieth?
They had a late night last night.
But you took Spieth?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got the whole group.
But
I got
Rory's
Tiger
from across the pond. I mean, hell, it's afternoon.
I know. Jet lag, bro. Like, come on, get with
he
it.
He should be on fire already.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's behind. He's normally ahead. Like, this is like 1 o'clock for him.
No, because a jet lag takes 2 or 3 days, you know? He's adjusted to this time, but it's still hard on the body. Xander, one under through three. Come on. Pick it up.
I regret not taking Xander.
You're going to regret it big time on Sunday afternoon when maybe he's holding up the trophy.
I still contend you can't win it on Thursday. Well, you can't even win it on Saturday, apparently, or on Friday, apparently.
You can lose it on Thursday, though, folks.
When did you?
Saturday.
But it wasn't until Sunday that Saturday was the big move.
No, I had I had a 12-shot lead at the end of
Friday,
and I was down, I was down 10, I think, at the end of Saturday.
Oh.
It was brutal.
Oh, okay.
Just nasty. Thanks a lot.
Should be fun. We're hour three next. Hour three continues. Game Day Edition, Mississippi State, Tennessee tonight. Make our picks coming up. When's the Preakness? Next weekend? No Ridge Strike. It sucks.
Got to get the cocaine out of the system.
I guess so.
Did you see what happened at the NBA Draft Combine yesterday?
No.
Adam Finkelstein...
Okay.
Starts out with a disclaimer. He says, I believe we'll overanalyze this combine data, but of the 17 players to test in Group 1, Kennedy Chandler helped himself the most. Finished first in the vertical jump and second in the pro lane drill. His vertical, Nate, 41.5 inches. Pretty good.
41.5. Good grief. That's great.
I was a little surprised, though. He came in at 6 foot, 1/2 inch in shoes.
Wait, was 6 foot.
6 foot, 1/2 inch.
6 foot, 1/2 inch.
Yes.
In shoes.
In shoes. Wasn't he listed at like 6'1"?
Oh, yeah.
In high school?
Easy, at least, right?
Yep.
Hmm. In shoes. Why do they do it in shoes?
Because that's how tall you are on the court.
Okay. Wouldn't you just buy thicker shoes?
Not if it's going to impact your play.
Is that the rule? Like, whatever shoes you come in and measure here, you have to wear them on the court when you go play in the combine games.
Maybe. I don't know. Or a
used
similar
to make
shoe.
Basketball you shoes. Just come in with springs.
Like, you should come the old Butch Jones lifts in the shoe.
Just come in with like wedges on, like women's wedges, and be like, you can't wear those. Why not? they identify as basketball shoes. Tell me I can't. Well, you're 6'5". Yep, I'm going to take these off, but I'm about to.
ESPN has just tweeted Tiger's approach shot from one. Oh, yeah.
You mean on 11? Or 10?
10, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is on 10. He's already made this
one. Yeah, this is already a birdie. Oh, look at that. I mean, he knocked it to like 3 feet. You guys are toast. Toast.
Tiger.
Toast. I feel bad for Hickman. It's kind of tough sitting back and watching everybody else have fun, you know? Sorry, bud.
We'll have later today.
Yeah, it's true.
And I mean, I'm doing good so far, just for the amount of guys I got playing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take it. It's a hell of a lot better of a start than I had for the Masters.
No, I'm sorry. I was wrong. You've got three guys going right now. You've got half your team. It's Nate that's only got one. And Nate, you don't have another guy teeing off until 2:03.
I don't know if I like that. Shane Lowry. I don't know if I like that at all.
Well, the good thing for you is that's when the TV coverage starts on TV.
Gotcha.
So you got that going for you. You'll be able to flip it on, pop an ice cold beverage, maybe a White Claw.
The weekend started early.
That's you keep wanting to do that. I've noticed today. Mm-hmm. Did you see what Trent Dilfer had to say about Nico Iamalieva?
Spieth and Rory, another par.
What? That's
par
fine.
Two.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Pars are good.
All right.
Did Woods par it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, he did.
How hard is this course going to be, though? Like,
I don't know.
Billy Stats was lamenting last week. He's like, they're like 27 under at Byron Nelson. Like, it's not even fun to watch. So I wonder how Southern Hills will be. Like, it's the winning score, you know, 9 under, 15 under, 3 under.
I don't know.
We'll see.
When's the last time they played this course?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say it had been a while?
I have no idea. It was supposed
to be. It's on the rotation, right?
I don't think there is a rotation for PGA.
Oh.
And they just pick them. No, it was supposed to be at a Trump course.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They canceled that, moved it, because, you know, cancel culture and stuff. So, I don't know.
Okay. Shoffley still one under.
Southern Hills. Golf tournaments. Let's see. They had the senior PGA there last year. They had the U.S. Amateur there in 2009. Hadn't been much going on at Southern Hills.
Of course, looked like it was in pretty good shape. Haven't heard any complaints or anything.
2001 U.S. Open.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the last major they had there.
Unless you don't count the senior PGA championship last year.
I don't count that as a major.
It is for the seniors.
Is it technically counted as a major?
For the senior tour, it is.
Yeah,
it's a senior major.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not a PGA
not a major.
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 No, it's not a major.
Okay.
What, are you crazy?
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Keep me posted, though.
Okay.
Did you see what Trent Dilfer said about Nico Iamalieva?
I did not see this, actually.
I guess he was – I don't know if he was at the Elite 11, but I'm guessing he was – does he not coach at Lipscomb now in Nashville? Is that not where he – or did they just come into play maybe? Because
he's a high school coach down there.
Did he move to Nashville?
Yeah, he coaches.
So he's – well, I know that, but I can't remember where. He's a head coach for one of the, you know, Elite 11. I don't know how many head coaches they have, but anyway, he was there and watched Nico. He said –
Lipscomb Academy, yeah.
That's what I thought. Of Nico, he is not entitled. He's a fierce competitor who is still in the, quote, earn it phase of his development despite his lofty rankings. Because a lot of people have wondered about because he's kind of, you know, he's kind of flashy with the pajama pants and the sunglasses and all that. But apparently he is he's a really humble kid.
Good.
And that he's, as Dilfer put it, just scratching the surface of his potential, despite him already being a five-star quarterback and one of the best prospects in the class.
Well, that's what a lot of the experts said, is that he, you know, I mean, you compare him to, is it Malachi Nelson, Arch Manning, and Nico?
Yeah, those are the three.
That Nico might have the highest upside, but, what, you know, can he get there? That's the question, you know. Arch has obviously had every quarterback guru, I'm sure, you know, every second of his life's been planned out to be a quarterback.
But well, he's got two uncles that are pretty good at
maybe
it.
He's not ultimately as good, you know. Even if he's slightly more polished now. Sometimes it's more about projecting.
Arch is only, what, 6'1"? How tall was Eli? Wasn't Eli taller than that? I was surprised. For some reason, I
Arch
thought
is
Arch...
6'4".
Okay, that was definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought... Yeah, he's... He runs a little bit, too. I don't think he'll be much of a runner in college, necessarily, but in high school, he... Take off more of a straight line, you know, type guy. But no, he's tall. How tall is Nico?
6'6", 6'5"?
Jeez. Built just like Trevor Lawrence, pretty much.
That was Hickman's take from yesterday.
Not to put any high expectations on the kid, but that's who he reminds me of with his body.
I'm guessing he probably isn't as quote-unquote polished as Trevor Lawrence was coming out of high school.
A little unorthodox.
Because hasn't Nico only been playing for 3-4 years?
Yeah, his best sport, didn't they say, was like
volleyball.
Beach volleyball. Right.
Yeah, I think he only has 13 starts under his belt. Obviously, he'll get probably that much or more this year. But, yeah, he's still kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, he's also at 6'5".
Day one starter for us?
I don't know, man. Like, I've been thinking about that. If obviously the ceiling is the roof, according to Michael Jordan. But you'll have Joe Milton to start if you need him.
Or Taven.
Or Taven Jackson. I don't want to say no, but I would lean towards no.
Joe Milton?
What?
Buddy, if Joe Milton's starting for Tennessee.
Something's going very wrong.
What are you talking? Guys, he's huge. He's huge. He's a good runner. And if he dials in the deep ball, we're set.
He ran out of bounds. So forth. The time expired.
That's what, a lateral or something in that situation.
Nate, you're a coach. It's about development. It's about growth. It's about experience. And he didn't have a lot of experience. He played for Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. He apparently was awesome in practice. All you got to do is take the practice to the playing field. He didn't transfer.
It's very difficult sometimes.
You're just never going to let it go that he ran out of bounds. He thought there was time on the clock.
How many years?
I'm not sure he made very many other good decisions with football, and he definitely didn't at Michigan. And he didn't. Dude has not been accurate his entire life, and we just expect him to be all of a sudden.
The
definition of insanity.
Yep, yeah, doing the same thing over and over.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. A quarterback in the history of football has never improved. Josh Allen couldn't throw a damn swing route in college, and look at him now in the NFL.
That's a good point.
If anything, it's kind of a safety concern letting Milton throw it in Neyland Stadium.
Safety concern for who?
Start handing out helmets to fans.
Will Zalatoris now 2 under through 3.
Here we go. Zalatoris. He is the littlest dude, by the way.
I'm not worried about it.
He is little.
You're the one.
What do you mean worried about it?
I'm not going to get 2 up or 2 down early in this tournament. We all know it's a long grind.
You and me are tied, so don't go popping off at the gums just
yet. I didn't.
Yet.
I was just pointing out a new
No,
leader.
Yeah, I get it. You're
tied for the lead.
Yeah, co-leader.
Right.
Zalatoris. Happy Gilmore's cat.
I love how we just pass around the same group of players. Like it.
Well, they're the best, and they have the best odds.
It's the same dudes.
And I gave you guys the first two draft picks. I could have taken one.
It's not like any of us were like, I'm going to pick these four guys way down the board and be the smartest guy in the room. It just the order just changed.
Yeah, but we look smart.
Okay.
I thought about taking Bubba. His odds were just so bad, but he's 100 now, too. Yeah. Through one.
Check on Bubba.
Is Fleetwood playing yet?
No.
No.
I almost took him again.
Unless he's in the positives. I didn't look at the positives.
Yeah, if he's in the positives, who cares?
Padraig Harrington is dead last.
Padwig?
Yeah.
I almost took him just because I like his name.
Oh, no.
What?
Cameron Smith is bogeyed.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Bogey 12.
He's got that Masters hangover, bro.
He does that though. I mean,
he's a bounce back guy, right? Yeah, he's a bounce back guy.
He double bogeyed two at Augusta. Didn't
oh
he?
Yeah, he did.
So
did he? Did he come out of the gates and throw up a two?
Yeah,
bogey?
He started bad, but after that, everything else was.
Then they double bogey 18 after birdie in like
six
15
in a row
holes or something. He was like, yeah, he started bad and bad was setting records in the middle, kind of.
No, that's exactly what it was. He bookended it with just like two garbage. Yeah, it was garbage. But in the middle, he was like really, really good.
Mm. You take away that, could he have won the whole thing?
He should have been in.
Cameron Smith?
He fell apart on Sunday, too, right?
Yeah, he did. He did a little bit.
He finished second, though, in the Masters, right?
Yeah.
Wait, who hit in the water on 12?
I don't know. On
Sunday.
So many people hit it in the water on 12.
Wasn't that him?
I think it was.
Or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, I think you're right.
Final segment of the program. Make our picks for the baseball game tonight. Next. Final segment of this game day edition, three and out. It's Tennessee, Mississippi State tonight. First pitch,
7:00.
Chase Dolander on the mound for your Tennessee Volunteers.
Old Dolie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's what they call him. I know it's Burnsy for Chase Burns, Beamer for Drew Beam. Maybe it's just Chase for Chase Dolander.
I just call him Dole.
Dole?
Mm-hmm.
Like Bob Dole.
Dull.
All right. Works for me.
Dull? More like kind of D-U-L-L? Like dull? Dull?
Dull? Nate, I hate to break it to you, but we got another player tied for the lead at the PGA Championship.
Okay. Who was that?
Xander Schauffele.
All right.
Pow-pow! Pow-pow! You thought you were going to run away with this one? Not up in here!
I told you it's a long tournament.
I know. All right, Hickman, you got a pick for tonight? Are we doing the series picks? Because we still got a show tomorrow, and we know Hickman likes to play the waiting game.
Do the series picks.
How does the weather look in Starkville this week? This is important. If it's going to be rainy and cold.
Not came up before now.
That's a good point. It's on me. Let's see what we got. It looks good. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, looking really good. Hot. Yeah, hot.
Oof.
Hot times. Mm-hmm. But no rain in the forecast until Sunday. Obviously, we will be done.
They are going to get six straight days of storms, though, after the weekend.
I saw that.
Stay safe.
So, we like it warm. The bats perform better.
Fall sweep. I think you probably win tonight 7-2. I think you kind of take the wind out of their sails a little bit tonight, and I just called the exact same prediction you were going to go
with. Stole my damn number.
Hey, I've done that twice this week, so maybe I'm just good at reading minds.
Well, Callum wants to remind you that Tennessee has never swept Mississippi State in Starkville.
This is the first time.
Has there ever been this big of a difference between how good we are and how bad they are, though? I don't think that's even possible.
No.
We're considered maybe working on a season that could be considered the best of all time. They're not going to make Hoover.
If we play the way we're supposed to play.
At least 2 out of 3.
Jeremy Faust says they call Dolander Doe. Apparently, Callum has also heard Vitello mention him as Dolly or Dolly. Maybe Dolly could be Dolly.
Do.
And apparently, Do. According to Foster, Vitello calls Blade Tidwell Titty. With two D's. I can say it on the air because it's two D's.
I was going to say it earlier, but I was like, I'm not even
apparently
touch
that's,
that.
Unless he's lying to me, Titty. So we got Titty at duty with Doe and Burnsy and Beamer. Okay. All right, Nate, what's your pick?
Tonight, I'm going to go Vols 6, Bulldogs 1.
Ooh, you like Dolander on the mound, do you?
I think he's got it working. I'll go series sweep as well. We get on him. It's
Step
over.
On the throat.
They just quit.
End it.
Yep. We're rolling. We're going to be no pressure, hitting the ball well.
Does it worry you guys that they had to take a freaking bus to Starkville?
No. Maybe.
They've been taking buses all year, haven't they?
I don't think so. I mean, they didn't take a bus to Gainesville.
Did they?
They probably took a bus to Kentucky.
What about Texas when they went down there to?
Did they? Are you really asking me if they bussed to Houston?
I mean, if they're bussing to Starkville, I mean, that's
well,
a
apparently
long
it's because you've got softball regionals going on right now. And so
they're getting the priority travel.
Well, because the NCAA pays for planes in the postseason. So companies that would have a smaller charter flight, you know, something to hold 50-ish people, all the planes are, you know, being used for softball.
Hmm.
It's a lot of teams, a lot of moving parts. I'm going to go with 10 to 2.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm picking a series sweep. Like, what are we? Is that even a question? 10 to 2. Series sweep. We're going to be hot this weekend. We're going to be feeling it. Did you see those bats? Did you hear them on Tuesday night?
We were on fire.
I mean, whoo. Quick update on the PGA Championship. Of the four players I have going right now, let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4. All four are under par. I am 5 under. Nate, 2 under with Zalatoris. He's off to a good start. Hickman, +1.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry. Cam Smith, +1. Even on the day so far for Hovland and Hideki Matsuyama. This is painfully familiar to the Masters, where I got out to the big lead.
This is very, very early, though.
I know, but I'm already up 5. Or I'm up 3, but I'm -5 as a team. My whole team's under.
Well, your whole team's going. I mean, it might be... It's good news for you. What, the afternoon's a lot tougher? What, the winds pick up, and I get screwed on the scheduling?
That would stink.
It would.
It'll even out over the course of the weekend, though, right?
Sometimes it doesn't.
So 3 sweeps, right?
Yep.
3 sweeps. Tonight at 7, first pitch.
Break it all down tomorrow.
Dole.
FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can